Christians face dark days ahead in Iraq. A ministry looks for ways to plug the global teacher gap, and a tough economy forces a ministry to work harder and smarter. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer.
I'm afraid it's actually getting worse.
That's the word from President of Open Doors USA, Carl Mueller, in response to the persecution affecting Christians in Iraq. Last week, we reported more violence was forcing more Christians to leave the country. Mueller says,
the Christian community continues to be terrorized by extremists and basically being forced out of homes at gunpoint, children even, elderly people being murdered. This is a real crisis. Not just a Christian crisis, but a real humanitarian crisis for the country of Iraq.
While coalition forces are in the region, they are powerless to do anything. While Open Doors isn't a political organization, Mueller is encouraging people to take political action.
This is not a political situation. This is a humanitarian crisis. And if anyone can go to our website, they can get the latest information so that they can also lend an email or their voice to the Iraqi government to intervene on behalf of Christians.
Go to our website to get connected. Next, International Christian Concern reports a 22-year-old Christian was shot and killed in Somalia during a Muslim wedding ceremony. The wedding was conducted in Arabic, the language of Islam, but one which none of the guests understood. When the believer asked for a translation, the sheikh conducting the ceremony declared him to be an apostate, which is punishable by death. Six Christians in 9 months have been martyred in Somalia. Pray for the strength of those who remain. You're listening to Mission Network News. A critical shortage of school teachers on the field could have far-reaching impact on Bible translation. New Tribes Mission's Tom Lotz explains.
What we end up seeing is those folks who are out in tribal locations are being pulled out of those tribal locations for a couple of reasons. One is they come and help at the school base. Other folks who have maybe a child with special needs are having to homeschool their kids then in the tribe. That limits the tribal impact we can have.
Lott says they're not seeing enough people stepping up to take over when the current teachers leave the field.
We are looking at ways that we can get the word out to folks who might be listening, who are teachers, and say, boy, I would love to be a part of getting the gospel out. I can do it through teaching.
Pray that God will challenge hearts to answer the need for teachers and dorm parents.
What we need are folks who are coming to stay, to be there for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, and more, to keep these schools running so that we can keep those folks out there in the tribal settings.
Elsewhere, World Hope International recently delivered 16 tons of rice to pastors and church workers in Sierra Leone. The significance of this gift is great, considering recent developments in the global food crisis. As of 7 days ago, Sierra Leone ranked fifth on the Global Hunger Index, measuring malnutrition and child mortality rates. As food costs continue to rise, organizations like World Hope will be crucial to decreasing world hunger as they act as the hands and feet of Christ. And Bible Pathway Ministries' Karen Hawkins says a contracting economy is making scripture distribution more difficult. It's forced their ministry to work harder and smarter.
There are ministries that regularly send containers overseas or have mission teams that are going overseas. And so we supply the Bibles and Bible Pathway for them to either carry in their suitcases or put in their containers. Because like most ministries, we found that the increased shipping has really made it difficult.
Hawkins says partnering increases the number of lives touched by the gospel.
We encourage any other ministry, please contact us. We will provide Bibles and Bible Pathway to the best of our ability.
Go to our website for more details. Hawkins adds this final thought, though, about working together.
We are single cells in the body of Christ. And as single cells, we can't do a whole lot. But if we work together, we can get the job done. We are called to bring in this final harvest, and we really need to work together.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Aviation Fellowship is making available the book, Riding the Heavens by Max Myers, yours free for the asking. The former MAF president shares exciting glimpses of his unforgettable 40 years as a missionary pilot that will fuel your hunger to get to know God more deeply. Get Riding the Heavens at 1-800-995-4828 or by clicking the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.